There used to be a time when you could make a name for yourself at ESPN, establish a long career at ESPN based off of your talent and your qualifications alone. Now, did looks matter in some cases? Yes. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that looks don't play a role, especially in the media. I mean, let's not be naive here. Looks play a role in most everything in life. Dudes catch flack a lot of the times for only caring about looks when it comes to women, but the truth is, women care far more about looks than the men do. There used to be an old saying in the media, or just in life in general, you can't hold back talent. The cream always rises to the top, some would say. It used to be true, but that is not the world we live in anymore. Now, the quickest way to become a star at ESPN, you turn yourself into a victim. There have been countless people who have advanced their media career by playing the victim role. Maria Taylor. Maria Taylor wanted to be the female Stephen A. Smith at ESPN. When they entered negotiations for her new contract last year, she demanded Stephen A. money. I think it was like $8 million a year. Now, say what you want about Stephen A. Smith. I don't agree with him selling his integrity to become the world's highest paid parrot. I don't agree with his political takes. But one thing I cannot take away from Stephen A. Smith, he earned his money. It took him 25, 30 years before he made the money that he's making today. Maria Taylor expected to have it given to her. I'm an African American female. I am owed this money. Never mind the fact that she didn't earn it. Never mind the fact that Maria Taylor doesn't have the name recognition, the star power of Stephen A. Smith. When she didn't get her way, when ESPN offered her $3 million instead of eight, an offer far above her market value. When she didn't get her way, what did Maria Taylor do? She turned herself into a victim. She released a recording, which was a year old, maybe over a year old at the time, of Rachel Nichols speaking truth about how ESPN treats Maria Taylor. The mainstream media, the New York Times, they ran with the story. Rachel Nichols is the enemy. Maria Taylor is the victim. She goes from NBA Countdown to the NBA Finals to covering the Olympics for NBC. Now, of course, she is a contributor for Sunday Night Football at NBC. Her platform increased tenfold, not because of her talent, but because she victimized herself. Now, the real victim in that situation was Rachel Nichols. We can sit here and argue that Rachel Nichols kind of deserved what happened to her, a situation of the woke turning on the woke. But Rachel Nichols advanced her career the right way. She busted her ass. She worked hard to be the face of NBA coverage at ESPN, just to have it taken away from her because someone else fit the profile that ESPN was looking for. Yesterday, Mina Kimes decided to follow the Maria Taylor route, jump on the victimhood bandwagon. She shared an email from someone named Charles Brown. This account has no picture, looks to be a completely anonymous account. Charles Brown, or Mina Kimes impersonating Charles Brown, I have no trust in most of these people in the mainstream media anymore. It would not surprise me if Mina Kimes created Charles Brown and sent this email to herself. I have no proof of that, and I'm not accusing her of doing it. This email may be legit. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't. I mean, if Maria Taylor is smart enough to pull off some espionage and record Rachel Nichols in a private hotel room, I'm sure Mina Kimes is smart enough to concoct a story like this. Anyway, in this anonymous email, Charles Brown attacks Mina Kimes for being a female covering the NFL. He claims Jeff Saturday must feel emasculated for having to debate football with a woman who obviously has never played in the NFL. Now, I wouldn't necessarily call it a nasty email. I mean, it wasn't polite by any stretch, but Charles Brown didn't attack Mina Kimes on her ethnicity. He didn't attack her personally. He basically stated he doesn't like hearing a woman talk about the NFL. Now, I don't agree with his assessment. There are some great female sideline reporters covering the NFL every Sunday. There are some smart women covering NFL analytics. Cynthia Freeland on NFL Network comes to mind, as well as Mina Kimes. Which is my point of contention here? Mina Kimes doesn't need to victimize herself to further her career. And make no mistake, that is the reason that she did this. She claims that she wasn't trying to bring attention to this hater email. I am doing this for aspiring young women to show them what I had to put up with as a female in sports media. I'm not buying it. There are a couple of reasons that she did this. Number one, you relish the attention. Here we go again, attention-seeking behavior. That seems to have become a theme here on the channel these last few weeks. Mina Kimes knew sharing this email would garner sympathy from her fellow blue check marks on Twitter and the media in general. And that is exactly what happened. Jeff Saturday replied, coming to her defense, and he was mentioned in the email, so I kind of understand why he replied. Now, the rest of Twitter, the rest of media, they turned it into a generalization about all men. Men just can't handle women in sports. Toxic masculinity. We must put an end to this genderism, or whatever the woke term is for this. And number two, according to several sources I found, ESPN pays Mina Kimes around $400,000 a year. Decent salary, but nowhere near what Maria Taylor was making at ESPN. And trust me, Mina Kimes is a hell of a lot more talented than Maria Taylor. Maria Taylor covered the NBA. Somehow she got the power to vote for all NBA teams and left Anthony Davis off the list. It was an oversight. I forgot about one of the best two-way players in the league who plays on the most popular team, and I cover the NBA. Hell, Mina Kimes knows more about the NFL than Stephen A. Smith. Well, now, that's not saying much, but I'm just giving you examples of people making substantially more money than Mina Kimes and knowing far less about the NFL. What is the quickest way to get noticed for a raise at ESPN? You turn yourself into a victim. The thing is, like I said, Mina Kimes doesn't need to do this. She's got the knowledge, she's got the talent to make it off merit alone. This isn't someone like Katie Nolan who possesses no ability to draw an audience. Mina Kimes, she's got good takes on the NFL. She's a talented writer. There's no need to victimize yourself. There's no need to lower your standards. And here's my other problem with this. Mina Kimes, Jemele Hill, other typical wokers, they like to pretend social media trolling, social media criticism, bullying, whatever the hell you want to call it, they like to pretend this issue only pertains to women. Women are the only ones targeted by haters on social media when it comes to sports. Have you not seen the Twitter feed of Colin Cowherd? Have you not seen the Twitter feed of Skip Bayless? I'll even throw in Stephen A. Smith. From time to time, Stephen A. will quote tweet some troll. Shannon Sharp will do the same thing. But KC, how is that any different from Mina Kimes sharing this email? It's completely different. When Stephen A. or Shannon Sharp do it, they're not trying to victimize themselves. Most of the time, they're blasting the troll. They're sticking up for themselves. They're not trying to garner sympathy. You guys know I am no defender of Stephen A., Shannon Sharp, Skip Bayless, but I challenge you right now, when you finish watching this video, check out the Twitter feed of Skip Bayless. I guarantee you, his feed is full of messages far, far worse than what Mina Kimes received. How come there is no outrage? Where are the blue check marks coming to the defense of Skip Bayless? They're non-existent, because it's different when it happens to men. Men can take it. Women are victims. ESPN has created a culture, a toxic culture, where victimhood is king, or queen, I guess I should say. The more you can prove you're a victim, the further your career will progress. If you fit a certain profile, a certain demographic, you can advance. If you don't, you're shit out of luck. It's called affirmative action, and there is a plethora of evidence proving it does not work. Imagine that. When you base decisions solely on race and gender instead of merit and qualifications, something fails. Who would have thought? I will give you an example of affirmative action not working. Back in 2003, the University of Texas, they decided to tackle their diversity problem. The majority of their students were white or Asian. They wanted more African Americans and Hispanics. So what did they do? They lowered the GPA standards. They lowered the SAT standards for African Americans and Hispanics. Young white girl with an 1800 SAT score, maybe a 3.5 GPA, would be overlooked for the Hispanic girl with a 1500 SAT score and a 2.75 GPA. That's how it worked. The thinking was, if we can give, keyword there, give, if we can give underrepresented minorities the opportunity to attend college, By making it easier for them to get accepted, we can help these poor communities break the cycle of poverty. On paper, it's a noble theory. In practice, it doesn't work. What ended up happening? You had minority students who weren't qualified in classes with other students with higher SAT scores, higher GPAs. Therefore, the grading curve was higher. Instead of encouraging students to complete their degrees, these students got discouraged with their low grades. On average, a first-year minority law student had a GPA in the bottom 10% of their class. They did a study on minority students entering school with aspirations of becoming a professor. Students with a GPA of 2.6 or less, 4% ended up wanting to become a professor. GPA of 4.0, 20%. Now, why am I telling you that? Because it shows making things easier on minorities doesn't equate to success. At the end of the day, people who want to succeed will succeed, and people without a strong work ethic will fail. It doesn't matter how easy you make it, how much you give them. Hell, making it easier, giving it away, it actually makes it worse. This is the current environment at ESPN. It is a culture of victimhood. If you don't believe me, spend a week watching ESPN. At some point, you'll see Jalen Rose whining on an NBA pregame show, Stephen A. Smith bloviating about the lack of black head coaches in the NFL. Anyway, let me know what you guys think about Mina Kimes publicizing this email. Was she attempting to garner sympathy, turn herself into a victim? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.